Gitten per Gimel Mishnevot. Hamevi Gitten Dines Hayom. The Shleach comes. He has to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtem. He's coming in Dines Hayom. V'cholo, and he can't be mekayim the shlichus. He's stuck in the hospital. Oisei bezdin u'mishalchoi. Set up a bezdin. And we send the get. He's memana with another shliach. But it can't be stam the shlich is oise shlich because there's a b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So it has to be b'fnei bezdin. The b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta can't be given over from one shlich to the next. There's no nemonis in that setting. They instituted the kiyum of an eidechud, of the shliach, b'fanei nechta, when it's in front of bezdin. So you make it, the giving over in the hospital of the shlichus is in front of a bezdin. V'oime lefnehem, and that's where it's given over with that kiyum, and then the shliach can give it over. V'ena shliach achron tzorch sheyoymar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. Eloime shliach bezdinani, his shlichus was already created by maimid bezdin, and if he says, and we believe him, because that's the takana, to believe the kiyum of a shliach on a get, even though he's an eidechud, if he says that he was appointed with the koyach of a bezdin, he's not stam a shliach of an individual. He's a shliach of a bezdin. So then we assume the stomius is that it was done properly. Mishnah Zayin. Now the Mishnah goes back to the halachas that we had in Mishnah Gimel Dalid about a person being becheskas chai. With the last Mishnah we had of this was shloisha dvam amra belozab and prota. Amal v'mois is a koyin. Somebody lent money to a kohen, ves halevi, ves ani, liyos mafrish aleim michelkon. The story over here goes like this. He is rogel to help out financially a kohen, levi, ani. These are people that are might have to come on to others for money. He lends them money. The way he gets back the money, without having to go to them and ask for it, which is always unpleasant, is he has Trumas Amisis, a fellow with extra money to lend. Somebody has a nice amount of Tvur. And the amount that he's mafrish for, talking about the Kohen's Truma Gedoylo, we're talking about the Levi is Maiser Rishoin, we're talking about the Oni is Maiser Oni. And the way that works is year one and two of the 7-year agricultural cycle, the Halacha is to be mafrish Truma, Maiser Rishon, which goes to a Levi, and then Maiser Sheni, there is no Oni. The third year, there's no Maiser Sheni, there's Maiser Oni, and then year 4, 5, and 6, the same. 4 and 5, there's Truma, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. Year 6, there's Truma, Maiser Rishon, with Maiser Oni. So either way, whatever the chelik of whoever he's lending money to, he has a certain amount of tefuah. Now that tefuah has to be given to them, and then he could hold on to that b'mkoyim d'choyv. Now, Meiser and Meiser Oni, he could eat. Truma, obviously, he can't eat. There's an issa for a zor to eat truma, so he'll have to sell it at lower than the amount that it's worth in regular produce, because it could only be eaten by koyin, and it could only be eaten by taharu. And he'll sell for that amount. That's the amount that he'll be menaka that he'll take off the choyv. Now, what has to happen over here is the chayv is there, he lent money, and Malva Moses is a kohen. What the trumas, the maisris, has to be here, and it's all fresh already, and he has to get it to the kohen. How does he get to the kohen? The kohen is not here. Either he could have somebody else pick it up for the kohen, bizoichet is here, for them to get, and for not to go to another kohen or a levi or ani. He does it that way, and then he takes it back from whoever was Zoycha, and he takes it to Keneged the money. The point of the Mishnah in that, there's another prat here we'll mention in a second, but the point over here that the Mishnah is trying to make is Mafrish Aleim Becheska Shein Kayom. One could assume that they're alive. That's really the theme of our Mishnah. Cheskas Chai. If Mesu, Tzarech Litu Rishus Menayoshim, the Trumas and Maises won't belong to them if they're not alive anymore. Mele, he'll have to ask Rishus from the Yoshim. So now let's go back to a prat where the Gemara explains that what actually happened over here is not that somebody else picked it up on their behalf. You don't need that. Why? We're talking over here about a concept called Makire Kuhuna. Makire Kuhuna means that this fellow, this moneylender, who has a nice amount of Trumas Mice to give out, he has a coin that he always uses. This is his designated coin. Makire Kuhuna refers to a Makir, somebody we recognize, somebody who has a close relationship with, somebody who he always gives, his Rebbe, his friend. It could be his brother-in-law, by the way. It could be his half-brother from his mother, and that's who he gives all his matanas to. It could be his son-in-law. Could be a shver, could be anybody. And that's who he gives his matanas to. We automatically assume to see those matanas as soon as they're hufrash, already in the Rishus of the Kohen. The way the Nesivis understands this in Hilchos Yerusha is that really all Trumas and Maisris, Maisri Ani also, maybe a little bit more of a Chiddush, all are Momen Hashevet. The only thing that doesn't allow it to automatically B'Shas Hafrasha become Momen of the Kohen is because there's a million Kohanim out there. Which Kohen? So you could say it belongs to this vague general Shevet Hakuna. Okay. Has it become one Kohen? Can't. Unless he has one Kohen that he always uses, and the fact that he is, the Gemara says, you're mechuyev to always go back to that person. Because when you have a relationship with somebody, and there's a relationship of trust and understanding that you're giving him, he's giving you, so then there's an automatic to break that is like breaking a verbal contract. It's like making up with somebody going to sell a house and breaking it. It's a breach in honesty. So Mamel, this Kohen will get it. The fact that is that it really always belongs to all the Kohanim, except you don't know which one, but over here, since there's an Isser, it's not right to not give it to this coin, so it automatically becomes his. That being said, so then you don't need to be somebody else to be zeichet. So it automatically becomes that coin. So you could take it back and you could keep it and be menakeh from the choiv becheska shehu chai. If he dies, you can assume on behalf of the children who become the new makir kuna that they want to have this type of arrangement where the choiv that they took out is paid for by the Trumas and Maisis. Maybe they want to pay it out of pocket. So maybe you can't make that assumption. You have to ask them. How do you assume for somebody a financial arrangement that works for their father? How do you assume that it's that it works for them? Meisu tzorach litu rishus min hayoshim. Im hilvon bifnei bezdin, eni tzorach litu rishus min hayoshim. Here the Mishnah says a catch. That if the halvo was bifnei bezdin, so then the shevet the bezdin could be matl on that those kahanim this arrangement, and then that could be assumed to work for the yoshim also. It's only if he has the arrangement with the father who says that it works for the son. But if it was bifnei bezdin, then he can assume that. Even if the ani is meis, then he has a right to assume that level of arrangement with the Yosh.